The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental health and how you can navigate the daily highway of life. Sometimes it's the little things, or maybe the big things, that take us off course. Well, I can't tell you what would be a bigger thing to take you off course than your taxes. And that's time of year again. But we're blessed to have with us today Jeanette Spurlock. She's coming over from the Center for Siouxland. And she has a fantastic program. Once a year, she shows up and shares this with us. And it's called the VITA program. So I'm going to let Jeanette tell you a little bit about herself and this tax program so that you stay on course during tax season. And with that, good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning, Art. How are you today?
Excellent. Good to see you, and welcome.
Good to see you. Thank you. Like you said, I'm Jeanette Spurlock with Center for Siouxland, and I've been with Center for Siouxland for 22 years.
God bless you.
Just celebrated 22 years at the end of March. Some days it feels like a lifetime, and sometimes it feels like it was just yesterday that I started.
Well, you must have started when you were nine, because you look great.
Thank you. Thank you. Center for Siouxland has always been a cornerstone in Siouxland, and we've always tried to adapt and meet the needs of the community as the community has changed. So, you know, if anybody knows us as the Aid Center, Center for Assistance Information and Direction, Center for Siouxland, we've kind of gone through a variety of name changes over the years, but our mission has always stayed the same: helping people, empowering lives, and building futures, and through financial stability and housing stability. So our program and services today are all centered around there, and obviously taxes fits perfectly into financial stability. So we've been running the VITA program, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, for 45 years.
Ooh.
So it has been a program that we've done for a long time. When I started 22 years ago, we were doing 350 tax returns. Today, we're doing over 2,700 tax returns.
Oh, my word. And what's your window, your time frame that you complete these in?
It is done between the end of January and April 15th.
That's a lot of work.
It is. And we can't do it without volunteers. Okay. And so that's the, you know, heart of the program. We have 70 volunteers, and they come from everywhere. Retired folks, people who are working and just want to give back to their community, students at the area colleges and universities who, you know, use this as a service learning or an internship to be able to learn more about that. And then, you know, they get a different perspective, because oftentimes, especially the students, they go on to work in big accounting firms. And so, you know, they don't get that one-on-one attention or ability to work, interact with people. So we're also, not only are we working on the hard skills, we're working on the soft skills as well, too.
That is a real good point. You go into a corporation, you don't have that ability to connect daily with everybody. So I think that's really good. You know, I've always found that our two universities, three, take into account Western Iowa Tech, the spirit of giving, the spirit of volunteer, for a program to be in existence for 45 years, and you have to have a steady influx of volunteers willing to give of their time and talent to go off and help other people. That's just a fantastic story.
Yeah, it is wonderful. Like I said, we couldn't do it. We couldn't serve the community the way we do without the volunteers. And I, too, am in awe about the people who decide to give up their time. You know, because it's, you know, we're volunteering, and we have taxes going Monday through Saturday and in the evenings, too. And folks are willing to give up their time. You know, one of the advantages with tax season is that it is time limited. You know, it has a definite hard end date. So, you know, it is a commitment, and it's a short, and it has a huge impact, and they get to see it immediately. You know, I've heard stories about some of our volunteers where, you know, elderly lady who maybe last year had to pay a preparer to get her taxes done, and it didn't even equal to the amount that she was getting back. And she comes into our agency, and it's done by a nice young lady or a nice young man. and she's getting a refund back, and she didn't have to pay for it. And just to hear her story, to the look on her face was like, I don't have to pay for this. And you know, the PAX preparer's like, nope, you don't have to pay for this. It's free. That's why we're here. We're glad you came here. And majority of the people, we do survey everybody who comes in and uses our services. How'd you hear about us? Is this your first time? What are you going to use the money for? What was your experience for? By and large, people are using their tax refund to pay down debt.
You know, I gotta tell you, hey, I'm Art Silver. You listen to When Things Aren't Going Well, and I'm with Jeanette Turlock of the Center for Siouxland, and we're talking about taxes in general, but more specifically, the VITA program that's been going on for 45 years in Siouxland, where you get volunteers helping with preparing taxes. Jeanette, I'm sure over this period of time, you must have so many great stories. You just shared a little one with us, the smile that it brought to someone's face that I don't have to pay for this. Do you see the same folks every year?
Yes. So this year, actually, we've seen a lot more new people. But we have people who, we have a family that has been coming from Wayne, Nebraska. So we don't just serve Sioux City.
Great.
Because Nebraska's VITA site was in Pender, and they did not operate this year. But the family in Wayne has been coming for 18 years, because their 18-year-old son, who is their oldest son, did his taxes for the first time this year. And I have seen them all 18 years. And if I don't see them on the schedule, I'm like, when's such and such family coming in from Wayne? And then lo and behold, I'll see their name on the schedule. And, you know, it's like old home day when they come in. They're like, oh, we're so glad to see you. Or we're glad we came in the evening or Saturday so that we could see you. And so you get to know people and you get to know their stories. And you also know when they have passed. And so I say that because we just had a tax person who has used our services for a number of years, and she recently passed away, which we didn't know that she was that sick. And that takes our volunteers and the ones that have been with us for a while, you know, because they get to know them. We've had volunteers that have been volunteering for us for 20 plus years. And so they get to know the people as well. Not only the staff get to know them, but the volunteers as well.
Well, two of the most definite things in life. Death and
that's
taxes.
True.
And it just that circle of life we go through, and that's just how steady taxes are in our lives. I take a look at this. We're in a nonprofit Boys and Girls Home Family Services, and we have our audits prepared after the 15th of April.
Yep.
We get a little bit of a discount. But it works well for us that way. But you know, what gets me on what you do is taxes are such a private part of people's lives, and for the help they're willing to come and share, and I'm sure the confidentiality here has to be top shelf.
It is. That's a big deal. So all of our tax preparation takes place in individual offices. So there's, you know, nobody's hearing other people's conversations, because at times we have 14, 15 appointments going on at the same time. But everybody has an individual office that they sit in. Everything is contained. It's kind of technology intensive and expensive too, because, you know, technology, we're behind the times all the time. But every office,
I get that.
Yep. Every office has a printer and an individual workstation, so they don't ever have to leave. You know, there's not a copy of somebody's tax return is not hanging out on, you know, agency printers so that everybody can see it. So yes, we do take confidentiality very seriously. All of our volunteers are go through training, one of them being standards of conduct, and that would be where confidentiality and all that comes into play. And then intake and review, so they learn what they're looking at. And then also, if you're going to be a tax preparer, you take a certification test as well.
Well, we're coming up on our break right now. This has been so interesting. You're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Oh, I forgot to take the garbage out again. My team came home who knows when last night. That guy just cut me off. My boss totally doesn't get what I'm trying to do for his company. When will I enjoy life again? Will I ever catch up? I really should visit my parents soon before it's too late. Why is this guy in front of me stopping at a green light? Go!
It's time for a checkup from the neck up to put yourself in a better state of mind. Sometimes it all seems to be coming at us pretty fast. Our instinct is to conquer our issues before we enjoy our actual life. It seems we just can't get caught up. That's when stress and anxiety absorb everything. Family Services, Inc. is here to get you back to enjoying your life. A call to Family Services will put you on a direct path to more happiness and inner peace. It's time you appreciate the things that matter most. Let the sun heat your back and enjoy the day and laugh with guiltless, stress-free joy. Call Family Services today at 293-4900. That's 293-4900.
I feel good.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Jeanette Spurlock from the Center for Siouxland, and we're talking about everybody's favorite topic, taxes. But we're lucky to have a great program like the VITA program in Sioux City. It's been here for 45 years as a volunteer program. And if you want to, Jeanette, get back into how people qualify, how they would get a hold of you if they wanted to make an appointment, and appointments still available.
So first of all, yes, appointments are still available. We will be running all day Saturday and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So we do have appointments still available. $69,000 or less is the income threshold. And pretty much that's it. You got to have a photo ID and a Social Security card to bring with you to your appointment and your income documents. And it's pretty straightforward. We are also able to do past years, and we have a lot of people who come in and get past years taxes done. I believe 2021 is a dead year, which means that if you're due a refund, you won't get it. But if you owe, you'll have to pay it.
Who can get away with that gig? I'm telling you. Okay. All right.
It's pretty straightforward. Like I said, you know, bring in your documents. And even if you're not sure if you have to file, because that happens with a lot of folks that are 65 and older, they don't know if they have to file. And so if you come in, bring your stuff with you, we can take a look at it and say, oh, yep, you do need to file. Oh, nope, you don't need to file. And as you know, with the big, beautiful bill, there were a lot of changes this year, particularly in overtime. And so folks, you know, there's no tax on overtime. There is some rules, and I don't know all the little nuances, but, you know, we got to have that information to help you because we want to make sure that that gets sent to the IRS correctly. There is a $6,000 elderly credit. So, you know, some people qualify for that, too. And of course, you got the earned income credit. So there's lots of different little nuances. And our responsibility and how our volunteers are trained is to maximize somebody's refund. So we look at all of the little nuances and make sure that we're getting the best possible refund for that person. And that's how our volunteers are trained. And like I said, we have volunteers who have been doing this for 20 plus years. So there's always a third set of eyes that looks at the return. So we have the preparer who does the return. Before the client leaves, there is a quality reviewer. So a veteran tax preparer comes in and reviews it. And then the third time is before it gets submitted to the IRS, another specifically trained volunteer does one last over of it. Because, you know, when you're doing 14 tax returns every hour, you know, so it's just another insurance that everything gets to the IRS correctly.
Well, that's a pretty thorough process that you use, and you have checks and balances along the way. This is a pretty good deal.
It is.
I mean, folks out there, if you haven't taken a look at the VITA program and you got some taxes doing up, there's still time to call. Do you want to share the number and how they can get a hold of you, Jeanette?
Absolutely. So our number is 252-1861, extension 101. Also, our website, centerforsiouxland.org, also has some really good information on there about our tax preparation program as well.
Well, this is a tremendous service. I tell you, taxes are like going into court. I'm so intimidated by them. But I've always had this fondness for folks who like to work with numbers, accountants, because they have a spot for everything.
Yes, they do.
And I am so well trained and coachable by my finance staff because it now belongs here. And we have a great long-term relationship with our accountants. You know, it's never a problem until it's a problem. But I'm just really pleased to say that we've had a great service in Siouxland. I want to give your I know some members of your board, and one in particular, Larry Moser.
Yeah.
And he is just a top quality guy. And, you know, like front offices and sports and baseball, football, you know, it's got to start with the talent you have there. Who's on your board? Who's kind of like directing you, overseeing what's going on? And it doesn't get much better than Larry Moser. And
I agree.
He is just a wonderful person.
He is. I Center for Siouxland is blessed. We have a tremendous board. And who is supportive, likes to give me leeway to, you know, take some chances, take some challenges, and get out there and really try to meet the needs of the community. And Larry, you know, Larry is right there. He is always on board. I met him a number of years ago, and just over the years, we've developed this wonderful relationship. And I'm excited to have him on our board and have him be the leader for the next couple of years, because he's a pretty good guy.
You know, it's just getting that talent. And here we go. We're talking about volunteers helping with taxes. A lot of volunteer work in this community is spent on boards. Quality people that can come back, that can use their training, use their background to help in a nonprofit area. And we don't have a shortage of that in Siouxland. But if you had to put up someone to compare it to, my man Larry.
Yeah.
Larry Moser, he gets my vote. He gets my shot for the week. Okay, he's my hero.
Yeah, so he's a good dude.
It's all good. So do you have how do you get funded? How do you pay for this program?
So the VITA program is funded through the IRS. So we get a federal grant straight from the IRS. And it just barely covers expenses that are needed. Because, you know, there's not a lot of expenses because I have one staff that directs all of the volunteers. But, you know, it's paper, it's toner, it's, you know, it's those expenses that nobody likes to pay for.
All adds up.
We just apply for random grants in the community to help cover that. It's a writing grants game.
Oh, you know, I tell you, after 45 years, you've been pretty successful at it.
Yeah.
And what a great service they're having in the community. Talk about your credit counseling. I know you just touched on that a little bit, but I think that's becoming so important now.
It is. Like I said, when I looked at the surveys of the clients who are coming in for tax preparation, and they said majority of their refund is going to go to pay down debt, you know, that is really matches up with what we're seeing in the credit counseling side. We go through kind of peaks and valleys with credit counseling, and right now we are very busy. So it is evident that folks are using credit cards to get by day to day, and their money during the month is just not covering it. And so our responsibility there is to help them look at ways that they can, you know, fill in the gaps. Is this a, you know, switch up phone plans? Is this a maybe get rid of Sparklight in or other internet service and go to a streaming service, or, you know, just as another objective point of view to help stretch that money? And mortgages, you know, folks are having trouble making their mortgage payments. And, you know, we saw this several years ago, and now we're starting to see it cycle back around again. And so Christian and Mindy are very busy with that. And, you know, I want to say that, you know, VITA is free. Credit counseling is free. We have no charge for those. So it's an objective point of view of somebody coming in and helping you look at your finances and making arrangements or trying to negotiate with creditors to get better payment arrangements.
You know, this Easter, I kind of like to make Easter resolutions, not Christmas, but New Year's, I should say, but Easter, because everything starts new.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, if you're out there and you want to get a good jump on where your finances are, not where you've been last year, your taxes, just not only that, but also let me get on course this year and do a little financial review with my credit counseling and try to stay ahead of the game, because there's so many things we can't control. Who thought gas was going to go this high this quickly? And now you get down to the end of the month, you got to figure out that last week's expenses, gas, food, kids, you know. It's tough out there, and we are so fortunate to have help in the community, volunteer help especially, with that compassion like we do at the Center for Siouxland. Where do you get your kicks? What's your fun? What's your thrills out of this?
Oh, geez. I like seeing people succeed. And when I say people succeed, that means staff, that means clients, and success is defined a different way for everybody. And so I try real hard not to look at the big picture, but to look at the little picture sometimes. You know, my job as an executive director is to look at the big picture, but you cannot look at the big picture without looking at the little picture. And so I spend a lot of time looking at the little picture so that I can get to the big picture. And I love seeing people succeed. I love watching the people's face. I like watching the volunteers grow, especially the students when they're so scared to do that first tax return. Oh, and by the end of their year, they're like, I got this.
That is absolutely great. Do you have any news coming up, any fundraiser or any events you want to share with
us? So we, this year is our 50th year of serving the Siouxland community.
Whoa,
so
all right. That's what's celebrating.
Yeah, it is. So in June, we're kicking off a campaign, 50K in 50 days. And so we would like to raise $50,000 in 50 days. So we'll be kicking that off in June.
Love to have you come back online on the show when you're doing that and see how we can help get you there, because you do a fantastic job for this community.
Thank you, Art. I'd love to come back.
Oh, that'd be so much fun. Well, listen, sports fans out there, the weather's getting warmer, the grass is getting greener, and yes, there is an answer to your tax problems if you haven't submitted yet over the past couple of years. So before I let you and I go, let's give it one more shot at how folks can get a hold of you.
252-1861, and that takes you right into our main office for taxes. It's 101, just to talk to our receptionist. It's extension 100.
Fantastic. So there's no holding back. Get the taxes done, get the help you need, and get some credit counseling going on. What a great way to start the new year. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. Jeanette, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank our listening audience. And we'll be back next Saturday morning when things aren't going well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.